If you've ever flown into the Las Vegas airport, you may have noticed a colorful Cessna airplane hanging from the ceiling over the baggage claim area. Most people think it's just an interesting prop. However, it's actually a world record holder, for no other manned airplane has ever remained aloft for more continuous days than this one. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
On December 4, 1958, Bob Timm and John Cook took off in a Cessna from Las Vegas' McCarran International Airport. They didn't land for over 64 days.
The plane interior, for those who haven't flown in one, is about the size of a Volkswagen Bug. It is not a big space. These guys couldn't walk when they landed. Their legs just wouldn't hold them. But they did it. They broke the record. The record is still held by this airplane.
That record is the world endurance record for a manned airplane flight. Mark Hall Patton says they had a unique way to refuel the airplane.
And that they did by coming down and paralleling a truck on a desert road. They would block off this road for 2.5 miles because it took that far to refuel it. They had a belly tank on it, and it took 95 gallons of fuel.
With the plane flying directly above the truck, they would refuel over that 2.5 mile stretch of desert road.
They would have to have two guys in the cab of the truck, one steering and one turned around with his head on the dashboard, controlling the gas pedal, so that as the plane took on fuel, they could slow down the truck to keep with it.
Patton is the Cook County Museum Administrator. He gets asked the same question quite often.
How do you go to the bathroom in a Cessna 172? Anybody who's been in one knows there's no lavatory facilities. Well, what they had was a little folding camp stool that you put a plastic bag underneath, and you did your duty.
The plane hangs over the baggage carousels at the Las Vegas airport and is a part of the Cook County Museum system. Traveling the countryside in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCrae.